I did a hard thing this past week. I was vulnerable. I walked my talk and honored my self-worth by sticking to my values. I came to the realization that the organization's culture that I was a volunteer at didn't share the same values as mine. So I resigned after a year and a half. Today, I'm diving into a super important topic often shoved into the emotional closet, vulnerability. I'm about to unpack what it means to be vulnerable with your partner and your youngsters. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of vulnerability. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Vulnerability isn't about weakness. Vulnerability means opening up yourself up to the possibility of being hurt because the potential benefits outweigh the risks. It's telling your friend that you need help when you're feeling down, knowing they might judge you, but hoping they'll support you. It's admitting you made a mistake at work, even though your boss might be disappointed. It's sharing your dreams and fears with your partner, despite the chance they might not understand. Vulnerability is also about authenticity. It's stripping away the masks we wear to fit in or to protect ourselves. When you're vulnerable, you say, "This is who I am, imperfections and all." It's about being honest about your feelings, whether they're positive or negative. Vulnerability allows you to express your genuine emotions instead of pretending everything's fine when it's not. At its core, vulnerability is about connection. Vulnerability is the bridge that allows us to connect with others. When you share your true self, you invite others to do the same, creating more profound, meaningful relationships. So next time you feel that flutter of fear in your stomach, remember that it's a sign you're on the edge of vulnerability. And while it might be scary, it's also a powerful opportunity to grow, connect, and live a more fulfilling life. Being vulnerable in a relationship involves sharing your inner world with your partner. It means expressing your deepest fears, your wildest dreams, and even those embarrassing moments you'd rather forget. This openness fosters a deeper connection and builds a strong foundation of trust and intimacy. Trust is the bedrock of any healthy relationship, and vulnerability is crucial. When you share your innermost thoughts and feelings, you tell your partner you trust them with your emotional well-being. This mutual trust strengthens the bond between you and your partner. Emotional intimacy goes beyond physical closeness. It's about feeling safe to share your true self without fear of judgment. When both partners are vulnerable, it creates a safe space where both feel understood and accepted. Vulnerability deepens the emotional intimacy in the relationship. Relationships thrive when both partners grow together. Vulnerability encourages personal growth by pushing you to confront your fears and insecurities. It allows you to support each other in overcoming challenges and celebrating achievements. Vulnerability is the glue that holds relationships together. It builds trust, deepens intimacy, and promotes growth. By embracing vulnerability, you create a strong, supportive, loving relationship where both partners feel seen, heard, and valued. So next time you feel the flutter of fear when opening up, remember, it's a step towards a deeper connection with your partner. Embrace it and watch your relationship flourish. Now let's shift gears to the world of parenting. Being vulnerable as a parent means admitting when you don't have all the answers, showing your youngsters that it's okay to make a mistake, and letting them see the authentic you, flaws and all. Kids learn by example. When you show them that it's okay to be authentic and imperfect, they learn to be authentic themselves. Modeling authenticity helps them develop a healthy self-image and the confidence to be true to themselves. Vulnerability fosters an environment where your youngsters feel safe to express their feelings and challenges. They know you won't judge them, but be understanding and supportive instead. By being open about your emotions, you teach your kids to recognize and manage their feelings. Discussing your emotions helps them develop emotional intelligence, which is crucial for personal and social development. Vulnerability deepens the emotional connection between you and your youngsters. It creates a relationship built on mutual respect, understanding, and trust. When kids see you navigate your vulnerabilities, they learn that it's okay to face challenges and that they have the strength to overcome them, which builds their resilience and problem-solving skills. Vulnerability encourages open dialogue. Knowing you'll listen and understand, your kids will feel more comfortable coming to you with their problems. You teach your children to empathize with others by being open about your struggles. They learn to appreciate that everyone has their battles and that kindness and support go a long way. Vulnerability in parenting is about showing your kids that it's okay to make mistakes and have good and bad feelings. It's about creating a safe space where they feel understood and supported, and where open communication is the norm. By embracing vulnerability, you strengthen your relationship with your youngsters and teach them valuable life skills that will serve them well into their adulthood. So be brave and let your kids see the real you. You'll be amazed at the positive impact it can have on your family. I've discussed how incredible vulnerability can be in building deep, meaningful relationships. But what happens when you open up to someone who doesn't follow the same rules? Let's dive into this tricky and often painful scenario. Sometimes we come across less socially adept people, and it can feel like you're playing a dangerous game. Here are some things that might happen. These unaware people thrive on control and often use your vulnerabilities against you. If you share your fears, insecurities, or weaknesses, they might manipulate these to maintain power over you. For example, if you confide that you feel insecure about your job performance, they might bring it up in arguments to undermine your confidence. Others lack empathy. When you're vulnerable, you hope for understanding and support. However, they might dismiss your feelings, make you feel weak for having them, or even mock you. This lack of empathy can leave you feeling invalidated and alone. Here are a few examples to explain further. When they dismiss your feelings, they might say, "Oh, come on, you're overreacting. It's just work. Why are you making such a big deal out of it?" Or they might make you feel weak. "Seriously? You can't handle a little criticism? Maybe you're just not strong enough for that job if something like this gets to you." Or they mock you. "Wow. So you got your feelings hurt because your boss didn't like your report. Grow up. People get criticized all the time. You need to toughen up." Then others might exploit your vulnerabilities to their advantage. If you share personal information, they could manipulate you into doing things their way or keep you dependent on them. For example, if you confide that you're afraid of being alone, they might use that fear to isolate you from friends and family, making you more reliant on them. Just because you encounter these types of people doesn't mean you need to avoid vulnerability altogether. Instead, it's about being smart and protecting yourself. Here are some ways how. 1. Recognize the signs. Understanding different behavior is the first step. If you notice patterns of manipulation, lack of empathy, or exploitation, it's a red flag. 2. Set boundaries. Be clear about what you want to share and with whom. It's okay to keep certain aspects of your life private, especially with someone you don't trust. 3. Build a support system. Surround yourself with empathetic, trustworthy people who can provide validation and support. 4. Trust your instincts. If something feels off, trust your gut. Don't ignore red flags or make excuses for someone's harmful behavior. And lastly, seek professional help. If you're in a relationship with a problematic person and find it hard to navigate, consider seeking help from a therapist. They can provide strategies for coping and maintaining your mental health. Being vulnerable is a beautiful and powerful way to connect with others. But it's important to recognize when someone might misuse your openness. Understanding these dynamics and taking steps to protect yourself, you can navigate relationships more safely and maintain your emotional health. Stay aware. Trust yourself. And remember that vulnerability should lead to deeper connections, not deeper wounds. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. Episodes drop every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to building stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting can be challenging. Remember, the only person we can change is ourselves. If you have thoughts, questions, or stories, I would love to hear from you. Email me at Kathy@ParentingYoungsters.com and let's start a conversation. Your input helps shape the content of my podcast and creates a supportive community for parents like you. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a secret superpower that makes life better every day? Imagine waking up with a smile, feeling happier, healthier, and more connected to the people around you. What if I told you that this superpower is already within your reach? In next week's episode, I am talking about gratitude, and it's easier to practice than you might think. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?